Now, Israel has pledged to continue its military operations against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. The decision was made during a meeting between the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister of Military Affairs Moshe Ya'alon. In a statement, they cited security concerns as the main reason behind the Israeli army's operations in the region. Late on Tuesday, Israeli forces attacked a Palestinian town in the West Bank and arrested over 20 people. Similar attacks have been reported in other parts of the region. Well, we're now going to cross over to Sydney and speak to Paul Antonopoulos. He's a political commentator and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, Israel has cited security concerns as the reason behind its operations in the West Bank. What are these concerns exactly?
I think Israel would have paid real close attention to what just happened a few days ago in the occupied Golan Heights. Seeing the Palestinians and the Druze out in support of the resistance with Hezbollah and the Syrian government. And I think this is just a show of force to try and intimidate, you know, any sort of dissidents towards the Netanyahu-administered regime. Effectively, their failure in Syria and in Lebanon just shows why they have to go heavy-handed on the Palestinians again. And really, this would be the main supposed security concern, which is quite non-existent when you consider that ISIS are on their border and they effectively do nothing. So I think this is just a show of force against the axis of resistance.
Well, will it work, though? Will this intimidation campaign on the part of Israel work?
Sorry, what was that?
Will this intimidation campaign work?
No, of course not. And, you know, the struggle's been continuing for decades. And as long as the struggle continues, there's nothing that can really intimidate the Palestinian people. We know Israeli troops clashed with Palestinians in the Qalandia refugee camp. And they gave a reason that supposedly a Palestinian had attacked settlers. But, you know, we can't really go with this logic when we've had Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, saying that these settlements are of great concern. But of course, the West don't do much to really bring it to the forefront and do anything about it besides just some rhetoric. So effectively, the Palestinians are just on their own with the few allies in the axis of resistance. So I think they're strong enough to counter this aggression from the Zionists.
Well, what kind of repercussions or what kind of effects will this crackdown right now, this increase in crackdown by the Israelis, have on the Palestinians, the situation in the West Bank as a whole? Because right now we're seeing mass arrests take place, illegal settlement construction has been increased. We do know that mass evictions are taking place, house demolitions are taking place, and Palestinians are being killed in cold blood on the streets of the West Bank.
Well, we've had the Shin Bet, you know, supposedly uncovering our Jewish extremist cell in Douma, but, you know, it's these things will just continue. You know, they might play off that they're doing something about it, but we can just see with our own eyes these settlements, you know, they're not just ignored or tolerated, but they're actually supported and encouraged by Tel Aviv. So unless there's some sort of continued struggle, this will just continue this settlement expansion. You know, the West effectively say nothing. So here in Sydney, Australia, we've just gone past primetime television and there wasn't a single word uttered about this latest crackdown. So as long as this is continually blocked out in Western media, you know, our eyes are covered from it. So these things will unfortunately just continue.
All right, that's Paul Antonopoulos, a political commentator, joining us via Skype from Sydney. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.